Hi everyone, happy Tuesday and welcome to The Girl Code, your go-to podcast for all things confidence, glow-ups, and living your best life. Today we're diving into a topic that literally changed my life, manifestation. Yes, we're talking about how to attract the life you want, shifting your mindset, and make your dream life your reality. If you've ever felt stuck, like life isn't giving you what needs to give, then this episode is definitely for you. So grab your coffee, get ready, and let's manifest some magic. What is manifestation? Let's put it in simple terms. Manifestation is the process of bringing your thoughts and desires into reality through beliefs, action, and alignment with your goals. Manifestation isn't just about writing, "I am rich," 100 times, right? It's about combining intentional thoughts, positive energy, and inspired action to create the life you want. These are the top three steps to manifestation. Step one, get crystal clear on what you want. The universe needs specifics, okay? Instead of saying, "I want to be successful," say, "I want to make six figures doing what I love by the end of the year." That is something that I'm currently manifesting, because wealth to me means that I am waking up every morning excited to work, like I'm doing right now. But if you ask me about my receptionist job that I'm currently at, I'm not happy. So, with that being said, I want and I will make six figures doing what I love by the end of the year. There's a pro tip, which if you guys want to do it, you're more than welcome to. Write it down in present tense, like it's already yours, right? Instead of saying "I want," say "I have" or "I am." You don't want it. You're going to get it. Step two, align your energy and beliefs. You can't just want it. You have to actually believe you deserve it. Let go of limiting beliefs like "I'm not good enough" or "that could never happen for me." Stop limiting yourself. That will happen for you. But first, you have to change your mindset. I am magnetic to success and abundance. I am magnetic to success and abundance. I am magnetic to success and abundance. Step three, take inspired action. Remember, manifestation isn't just about dreaming. It's about doing. If you want to start a business, take the first step. If you want to attract your dream partner, start embodying the energy of the person you want to be with. That's all it takes. See, once upon a time, I used to attract different kind of men. older men. And I got everything I wanted. But there's one thing that I did not get. And that was honesty, loyalty, and love. Because I didn't attract that. I attracted that now. And I'm engaged. So that's just to show you that you have to start embodying the energy that you want. I didn't want somebody to get me 3 dozen roses when they cursed me out, you know? So think about it. Let's talk about manifestation mistakes to avoid. The first one, doubting yourself. If you don't believe it's possible, it won't be. Your energy has to match your desire. If you don't believe it's possible, it won't be. Your energy has to match your desire. Stop doubting yourself. Stop bringing yourself down. Number two, obsessing over the how. The universe works in unexpected ways. Focus on the what, not on the how. I don't like the word how. I don't like that word. I don't know who invented it, but it bothers me. I don't like when somebody says, "How am I gonna do this?" Or "How will that work?" Or how? Just please be quiet. Stop using how. There's no need for you to be using the terminology how. And it's not even, that's like a kindergarten terminology. What will you do to get there? That is business-like terms. Not how. Like, what is how? You know? Number three, not taking action. Like I said, you can't just wish for it. You got to work for it. Not taking action. There is this quote that I read by Les Brown. He's a famous motivational speaker. And the quote goes, "The graveyard is the richest place on earth because it is here that you will find all the hopes and dreams that were never filled." So if you don't take action, you're going to be part of that. You know, you don't want to like grow old and be like, wow, what if I did this to change my life? Or maybe in the next life. Maybe, but you got to work for what you want. And even if it's a small action, a day, a week, I wouldn't say a month. I would say a week to keep it consistent. But work for it. For the remaining of the week, you guys, I'm going to do a fun little challenge. I want you guys to write down what you want to manifest in the next 30 days. Create an affirmation around it. For example, I am stepping into financial abundance with ease. Step three, take one small action towards it every day. And let me know how the challenge goes for you and let me know how it works. By the end of the month, I will have something to say about my manifestation in the next 30 days. And I'm sure you guys will. That's a wrap for today's episode. If you love this, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this with your manifestation bestie. Follow me on Instagram or TikTok, and I'll see you in the next episode. Until then, keep dreaming big and manifesting on. Bye.